Welcome to today's Let's Talk Guthrie County program. I'm Sam McIntosh. On today's program, I'm talking with Guthrie County Dispatcher Jailer Chuck Cleveland for National Public Safety Telecommunicators Week. This is part two of a two-part interview. And what role would you say dispatchers have in responding to emergency situations?
We're the actual first point of contact on an emergency. The role is to, you know, get the information as correct as we can get it. You know, the person on the other end may tell us something wrong, but we don't know that. You know, we just repeat what we're told by them. We try to get as much information as we can. We relay it to the correct entity, you know, law enforcement, fire, EMS. I'm not saying, you know, we get the everything 100%, but we strive for that. So it's just passing on the information on. So other than that, you know, we got the jail. You know, we have to do the meds on top of what, you know, the meals, you know, try to calm things down. You know, there's always something going on that we have to do.
And with those two different components, would you say it's a stressful job? What are some, I guess, quality traits that the staff here have to have?
It's very stressful. So, you know, like I said, some people, oh, it can't be that hard. You know, you just answer a phone. No, wrong. If it was that simple, everybody would be wanting to do the job, and it's not. The traits somebody would need to be would have to honestly be calm, be able to think on your feet. If there's something going back in the jail or on the phone, you got to get somebody to calm down, you know, so they're not so excited. You got to be a good listener, you know. It seems like that's a lot of that. You know, you can't be my way or no way, unfortunately. You got to kind of give and take.
What would you say is, you know, gratifying about this job, or what are some of the best days or, you know, moments for you?
Well, the gratifying is that, you know, you're able to help somebody, you know, whatever it is. It could be anywhere, an older lady saying, I'm broke down, I need help, calling an officer come in, or having her get a tow truck so she's able to go on her way, or whatever, to, you know, somebody on another line. There's a medical emergency and, you know, they're freaking out, you know, and trying to keep them calm so or EMS gets there or whatever, whoever gets there. And so it turns out good. I don't know. I've had people say they haven't been breathing, you know, but they're sitting up and they're slouched down. Then they're restricted airway. They say they sound like snoring. I just lift their head up, you know, and they came to. You know, so that's gratifying, you know, stuff like that.
For those who may be younger listeners or not as knowledgeable, what would you want to teach people as far as what qualifies as a 911 call, or, you know, if they should call your non-emergency line?
Well, 911's obviously, it's an emergency. Medical, we as dispatchers have no problem, you know, answering a 911 call. You know, it'll be easier to tell you what is not a 911 call. What's a phone number? We'll hang up. We'll give you our admin number and call back. Wanting to know about our prisoners, we've had that. Wanting to know who's working, you know, that's not a 911 call. But for 911 calls, you know, you get your medical emergency. You don't, you know, if you're broke down vehicle, you know, if you're broke down on your vehicle, fire, it's easier to say what's not. Phone numbers, information. It is not, you don't use it as 911.
For those who are encountering an emergency situation and are going to call 911, what are the information that you need from a caller, really?
Well, it depends on what it is, but the basics are is try to stay calm, give us, you know, what you're seeing, give us the information, and listen to what the dispatcher is asking. You know, there's some information depending on what the call is. If it's like a domestic, we need to know if there's a weapon involved, if they're still together, the people are fighting, or they're still together, have they separated, if somebody left, what are they driving, you know, just kind of listen to what the dispatch is asking. But most of all, stay calm and don't get upset. We have questions to ask so we can pass the information on to the officer, or if it's a fire, stuff that we need to pass on to fire and EMS. It may sound stupid, but it's what we need.
And do you guys do a lot of like annual kind of training, that sort of thing?
Well, with the jail, we have every year we do a 20-hour recert class. And on the dispatch side, there is like on the job, you know, there's stuff that we do here. We get newsletters and stuff like that that we go through and, you know, we read through and stuff like that. So
what do you think has been a learning curve in the last 20 years you've been doing it as far as the types of calls that you're receiving? I mean, you mentioned there's an influx, but are you guys having to learn how to respond to calls that you may have not had to so much before?
I don't know if it's different calls, maybe just more of them, the domestics, the alcohol-related, drug-related calls. We've had, was it last year and a couple of years ago, we had the fire with the two kids that died. We had that person in our jail for almost like a year and a half. Then we, you know, Class A felony. Then we had another one that was here about the same time, that was Class A, you know, who felon charges, excuse me. And we really didn't see a lot of those. Prior to those, within that 20 years that we had, I think one, and that was a double murder up in Baird. Then all of a sudden we had, within a year, year and a half time period, we had two in jail at the same time. And, you know, that's way new for us. And like I said, we just a lot of people. I mean, nothing really different other than what I just explained. It's just a lot more of it.
Well, I think just to wrap things up, you know, whether it's you're getting up at 7 a.m. or maybe 5 o'clock at night, what keeps you coming to the Guthrie County Sheriff's Office and being a dispatcher?
I'd really like to say it's the pay, but no, it's just being able to help people, working with the people that I have here, the deputies. We got a good group of people around here. So I want to help the people out in the public, but I also want to help the officers here to stay safe, the fire department, CMS, you know, stay safe and things like that. So that's a great motivation there.
That's been today's Let's Talk Guthrie County with Guthrie County Dispatcher Jailer Chuck Cleveland for National Public Safety Telecommunicators Week. I'm Sam McIntosh. You can find this program online at raccoonvalleyradio.com.